Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Thursday. We are in November, so now that means it's time to really start looking in to college basketball. It has started. We've already had some big matchups. And in this segment, we bring in Dallin Cuff from Field of 68 and SiriusXM to get into all things college hoops. So didn't day in for Jinx today. Didn't I was just looking this up. I did find some of the all-name team in college hoops, because usually we have some pretty interesting names in college football and college basketball. Here are a few that have already made the list. We have somebody named Always Right from UT Rio Grande Valley. We have somebody named Po' Boy King from Sam Houston State. How about Chandler Bing, a forward for Vanderbilt? If you're a fan of Friends, that should be a familiar name. And how about Tennessee Rainwater, a forward for Lemoyne? Hopefully these are correct. I did not name check these or fact check these, but that's the great thing about Facebook. It's always telling the truth.
You got this off Facebook? Oh, no. I was going to say Po' Boy King should play at Tulane. He'd be perfect. You get a Po' Boy in New Orleans and then go play hoops.
I feel like usually it's like Alabama football that like leads the way and like most names per capita that has like the best ones. But yeah, college basketball has some good ones as well. So I'm looking forward to following some of these guys if they in fact do exist. All right, let's get into college hoops and let's bring in Dallin Cuff for the Field of 68 in SiriusXM. So Dallin, I know we're only a few games into the season. I think a lot of people are just kind of tuning in and getting their feet wet with college hoops. What do you think has been the biggest storyline this far in the season?
Let me get involved here. Like this is an interesting lead-in. Let's lead into that.
One out.
How about Supreme Cook from Oregon is always a good one. You know, with the let him cook situation, kids are always saying that stuff. Supreme Cook from Oregon, maybe one. I would just toss into the fray. That's all. That's it. As far as your question,
we love it.
Yeah, it was really funny. You did say like college basketball has started to your audience. Yeah, it has. Unfortunately, how we start this season makes zero sense against Monday Night Football and the hype of football season with not premier matchups. It makes no sense. But college basketball is underway. What we've made of the season so far is, you know, that it's spending chance Florida. For people who are just tuning in, should Florida want to repeat? They got some. They lost one of those marquee games in opening night to Arizona, who had one of the best performances of the season we've seen from a freshman co-compete. And Florida barely survived against Florida State. So Florida's trying to figure it out if they're losing a backcourt of three NBA players. Another piece, a big piece of it, I mentioned co-compete is freshman. The freshman class is outstanding, folks, and one of the best we've seen in a long time. There's a ton of depth. Darren Peterson from Kansas is a projected potential number one overall pick, along with A.J. DeBonso from BYU. Peterson missed his last game. They said it's nothing big, a little stomach bug, a little cramps, but he's worth the price of admission to watch. DeBonso's been great. Cameron Boozer for Duke, mentioned Koa Pete. I can keep going. There's a bunch of freshmen that are really, really talented and are making our game great on both ends, because we still do have guys that have been in college for 4, 5, 6, 7 years on one end. So we got some grown men out there playing and some young boys doing their thing. They'll be the NBA next year.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned, Dallin, the Boozers. And awesome to talk to you as always. It's been a long time, my friends. I hope you're well. What have you seen from them in the early stages and how they made that transition from the high school level to the college level?
Well, Caden and Cameron are two different things. I mean, they are twins, and they've won a ton in high school, and obviously great pedigree with their father, and their mom, Cece, has done a great job raising two really good young men that are really great basketball players. Caden hopefully becomes a really good player at Duke, and maybe one day he can play in the NBA. Cameron's discussion is he's probably a top five pick next year. So they're inextricably linked, but they are different in terms of what they can provide this year to the Blue Devils. So Cameron is the show. He is the main piece of that team, and he did struggle in his opener. You know, they weren't very they didn't move the ball very well, and he didn't score. He was 0-for-7, I believe, in their first game of the season, which it's never easy to start in a big stage. He played Texas, a game on November 4th that was the game everybody's tuning in to see him. Game performance by Sean Miller and his crew at Texas. They played a good game plan. They shrunk the court. They made it hard for him. He got a little flustered. But in the second half, he had all 15 of his points. He ended up with a double-double, led them to a win by double digits. I think this is a young man that's going to find himself and figure it out as he goes through the course of the season, especially the early part. And as a team, they need to figure it out. They got some really good shooters. I mean, they got some guys that can shoot the ball and they play well together, and obviously very well coached by John Shire. He is not Cooper Flagg in the way in which you just give Cooper the ball in every position and he can kind of score. Cam's got to find himself in different spots. He's not as great one-on-one. He's figured out how to be able to finish through some contact and play with some physicality. I mean, Texas had some physical dudes, and he struggled with that in the first half. It's normal for any freshman, but he's not by himself. I mean, Isaiah Evans, an outstanding sophomore that hit big shots and was the difference maker in that game in the first half against Texas. Dame Sarr is a kid from France. I think one more freshman I'm really excited about that isn't getting as much love, but really high-level athlete, 6'8", long, rangy, can defend multiple positions, very active defender, great in transition, and can end up knock down a step-in three. So I think he's another person to be excited about. But Cam is going to continue to develop at a really high level, and they'll need him to, because this team is not – Duke's team last year was one of the best college basketball teams we've seen in the last 10 years, especially one of the best ones that didn't win at all or didn't even get to the NCAA final. This year's team is not quite that. They can be very good, but last year's team was almost generational, so it's not quite comparing apples to apples there.
Yeah, it's still wild to a lot of people, especially bettors, that Duke did not win the national title last season. I want to ask you this, like, speaking of March Madness, is it too early to be on the hunt for Cinderellas, like some of those mid-major teams that could be making a run, or do you wait until later in the season? You have to say, okay, what are the teams that are developing, peaking at the right time? Or do you look now?
It's a good question. For Cinderella, I think it's too early for that. I think there's teams that are in the mid-major space that we think, you know, could be good. And you look and watch those teams, maybe Cinderella's too strong for the Mountain West. But, you know, your Boise States, your New Mexico's, your San Diego States, those are always on people's map. How good will they be? What's their potential? And then you can look further down, look in the A-10. All right, Dayton's always a team that's kind of there. VCU, new coach with Coach Martelli. And you're trying to assess where these teams are. Because, again, guys, this is the hard part about betting early college basketball, is 70% of the players are different. Like, it is a whole different game. So you talk to coaches in September, October, they don't know what they have. And these exhibition games, they give you a little bit. But when you're talking about putting your money out there, it's hard to do right away because you're like, all right, I'm going to bet something. We're not out of our mind here. But you're trying to be like reasonable in what we're doing because you just don't know yet. Coach always says it's a fact-finding mission this part of the year. Well, for bettors, it is too. What is this team, what are they capable of? How are they playing? What are their strengths? What are their weaknesses? Because what you return, quote-unquote, is almost nothing. So it's really hard to figure this stuff out. So projecting who I want to bet on and who I like in the early season is more of a focus, and maybe some long-term futures plays. Like this time last year, it was a little bit early. I think it was a December show that I started to really lean into Florida because they were 25-1 or 20-1 to win a national championship. And I ended up taking a ticket at 20-1 in December. And I don't normally do that. I'll throw a couple flyers out there. But when you looked at their front court, they had been undefeated, but they hadn't played anybody yet. There was still a lot of questions, so that's why there was still value on that team. Those are the things I think you're more interested in looking at right now. It's wondering how good certain teams can be. Like, Gonzaga's been undervalued right now. They have a couple really good wins over Oklahoma and Creighton. Not sure how good they can be, but they play a really tough non-league schedule because they're league camp.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Pain is very weak. So we will understand more about what Gonzaga is in November, December than most teams. So you may want to take a look at, all right, what's the long-term proposition there? I have not looked at the Louisville future right now, but when you saw Louisville the other night, they came in with a lot of hype, and they're backing it up. They have some serious shooters and a freshman, Michael Brown, that may be one of the best league guards in the country. More kind of long-term value. You're still trying to figure out who's what. Alabama obviously plays Purdue tonight. I think them beating St. John's the other day took away some of that value, to, like even looking at them going to the Final Four. But that team has the composition, has the coach, has the playing style that is really challenging. Lead Eight last year, Final Four the year before that. They know how to do it, and I think tonight against Purdue, I think they're really going to show out. And that's one of the games, in terms of betting, I do really like Alabama at home on a small, or laying 3.5 by most books. I'm going to lean into that because I think Alabama's a better team. Trey Coffin-Wren is coming back from injury for Purdue. Reportedly, it's his first game back for an All-American. Tough environment on the road. I think the Tide are going to roll.
I was going to ask about that game because I'm excited about it. Obviously, it's the main event of the night, and it's a pretty weak NBA slate as well. So if you like basketball, you're going to be watching that. What have you seen from Purdue, though? You know, I still feel like there's some casuals who still, when they think of Purdue, they think of Zach Edey. He's obviously long gone, but how does that team match up against an Alabama team that really likes to run?
That's a great question, Denton. I mean, Braden Smith is one of the best point guards in the country, without a doubt. And he's, by some people's estimation, the preseason player of the year, the preseason best point guard in the country. I think he's outstanding. He affects the game in so many ways. He still is physically limited, though, at times. I mean, he's still 6 foot, a buck 75. So sometimes some size and athleticism can still bother him and cause a problem for him. Fletcher Lawyer, his running mate in the backcourt, you know, knocks down shots consistently. He's an absolute stalwart, great with the ball. Those two guys, you kind of know exactly what you're going to get. You still do have slight limitations with them, especially in certain situations with certain matchups. The big question is Trey Coffin-Wren. He is their big that they play through quite a bit, and they want to have everything go through. He's not played yet this year. He got injured a couple weeks ago. It's called him a hip pointer. This will be his first game coming back. And now, again, he's a preseason All-American, first-team All-Big Ten selection. They played last year in Purdue in a great game. You may hear my son wanting to get involved in this conversation, just running around 18 months old and trying to stiff-arm him. So you have a situation where they played last year. They know each other, and Coffin-Wren went for 26. Braden Smith was great. Fletcher Lawyer was great. These teams played 2 years ago, too, in a neutral, in which Purdue won. So I do think Purdue is really well coached by Matt Painter. They understand how to play Alabama, and the challenge now is you are going to Tuscaloosa. You're bringing in your best player who's yet to play in a game against an Alabama team that does still have an athletic and physical front line. Aiden Sherrill's a big guy, a big body, can move. They can throw some different dudes at you and can really make this challenging. So the matchup for me is how does he adjust to the game? How can Coffin-Wren impact the game? And do we see him in a normal performance? And anybody that's been hurt as an athlete knows, you know, it takes a second to get your feet under you. It usually takes a minute to get your body kind of rolling and just get in the groove. He just went live practice for the first time on Tuesday. This is a big ask. And I just think with that big ask and needing a lot from him to win on the road, that's kind of why I like Bama. It's less about Purdue long-term. Yeah, they could win a national championship. They could be in the Final Four. This game has no impact on that. it's more the question of you're playing a team in the same caliber as you, and your best player is making his first performance against a physical front and line that's going to push pace. It's going to test you physically and mentally throughout the course of the game. I like the tie in the situation, but I like Purdue long term. But that's a big ask for anybody.
All right, so we have a couple minutes left, and I think as a better college basketball can be kind of overwhelming just because there are so many teams. So a long time ago, somebody told me, they said, you need to focus on one conference, and you follow that conference the whole year, and you bet on those teams exclusively. So that's worked out for me, but I wanted to ask you, like, if you were taking that strategy, what is one conference, if you could pick one conference in the nation to follow this year, which conference would it be?
Just for betting or entertainment purposes? Because I think those are two different things.
Right. Maybe for entertainment purposes, or if you're trying to like follow a future national champ. Like, what's the most competitive conference this year?
Well, I think the SEC last year was historic. They put 14 of their 16 teams in the NCAA tournament. We've never seen that before. I don't think we're going to do that again. But the brand of basketball, the high-level coaching, the brand of basketball the teams play, a lot of times you're going to play a more up-and-down style game. You've got really good athletes. You've got shot makers. You've got playmakers. And you're, I think you're going to watch a more entertaining brand of basketball night in and night out when you watch the SEC versus, say, the Big Ten. The Big Ten still is a little less athletic, a little bit slower. Certain teams have tried to change their path and do things differently. If I'm picking a league to watch, I think you have the most entertainment, the highest up end, highest upside, and some pros in the SEC. The ACC, you know, they're coming back. I think some of your bigger brands are going to be better, but the back end of that league is pretty weak. But in terms of finding a league to bet, and your point is really well taken, because before all this was legalized, my favorite thing to bet was Ivy League basketball. That's where I played. That's where I grew up in. Now, the thing that's funny is Vegas was behind the trend a lot of times. You could find an advantage. You knew who was playing and who was not was playing if you were talking to coaches. You knew how things affected teams on a back-to-back when you used to always play that league back-to-back. So I think there are, without a doubt, if you could find a mid-major league that you invest your time and energy in, you will have a chance of understanding certain things better, not better, but maybe an advantage against Vegas in some regard where you have an understanding of what's going on, especially if you have connections to anybody in that local market where you can talk about the teams, the injuries, different stuff. Now, more leagues are releasing their injuries and having these reports that are common in pro sports. But still, if you can give yourself a good mid-major league that you are embedded in locally and have a sense of what's going on, that maybe gives you any chance. We always have the house wins, guys, but it gives you any chance to know a little bit more. And that's what I experienced early on before everything was legal, obviously, with Ivy League basketball. That said, if you're just picking a league and you want to be entertained, you want to watch it, you want to bet it, the SEC is my pick every day without a doubt.
All right, great stuff today. And, of course, I am here locally in SEC country. Also bet on Belmont basketball, so your point is well taken there.
There you go.
He is Dallas Duff from the field of 68. Belmont's had some good teams, and I was just thinking about Princeton. I've bet on a lot of Princeton games as well if you're talking about the Ivy League. So there are plenty of ways to bet on college basketball. And great stuff from Dallin Cuff today from the field of 68 and Sirius XM. Happy basketball season, Dallin. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Andy. You guys have a good one.
Yeah. All right. Now I feel fired up. I need to look up Belmont basketball because then I know you haven't been on the show that long, but your girl has made a lot of money betting on the Bruins. They're here in Music City, so I feel like I see them on the local news. I'm like, that's my team. I know
that's
all the
squad.
Inside information. That's my squad. And they've had some good teams. All right, coming up next, we've saved our best for last. Our best bets come your way next here on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.